Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Dan Millman's great book, Everyday Enlightenment.
Emotional Meteorology 101. Quote, "Of course, we don't love painful feelings like anxiety or depression. We don't have to love or even like them, but we do have to accept them, as difficult as that can seem at times. Emotions, no matter how painful they are not the problem. The problem is dropping out of school or work, putting your family or duties of life on hold until such time as you can work out your emotional issues. Would you rather feel depressed while sitting alone in your room trying to figure it all out, or feel depressed while getting your house cleaned or your project completed? You may still feel depressed, but you have a cleaner house. The heart of accepting your emotions, and, as you've seen, of reclaiming your will, is to do what you need to do despite what you are feeling. Accept and learn from your feelings, but don't let them run your life. By remaining productive during difficult emotional episodes, you are more likely to improve your emotional state than if you do nothing but ruminate and wait for sunny skies." End quote. Dan's big on viewing our emotions like clouds passing by. Just as we can't control the weather, we can't directly control our emotions. When we can't accept whatever emotion we're experiencing and then do what needs to be done, we enter a different level of being. As Dan says, the most constructive way to influence your emotions is to do something. So are you feeling a little funky? All right, it is what it is. Now ask yourself, self, what needs to be done? Make sure you address yourself as self. It's a very important part of the process, so make sure you add that in there. All right, once you do that, and you ask the question, just do it. And check out the book and my notes on constructive living for more on this big idea. Dan was really influenced by this book, Constructive Living, super cool book by a guy named David Reynolds, all about doing what needs to be done.